I'm Marco Werman, and you're with the world. Let's face it, from day one, Rex Tillerson was a controversial choice for Secretary of State from his previous life as ExxonMobil CEO.
Prime Minister and President-elect, thank you for the warm welcome, and it is a historic day for ExxonMobil and Rosneft.
To his close ties to Vladimir Putin.
I've known him since 1999, and I have a very close relationship with him.
In the end, none of that helped Rex Tillerson keep the job. Today, President Trump announced he was firing him with a tweet. Another tweet came from Elon Goldenberg, a former State Department official under President Obama. Quote, Tillerson will go down as one of the weakest, least effective secretaries in history for two reasons. One, his terrible relationship with Trump, and two, his total mismanagement of the department. End quote. Trump's pick to replace Tillerson at State is CIA Director Mike Pompeo. More on him in a moment. We start our coverage here with Nick Burns. He's a former Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs. He also served as U.S. Ambassador to NATO under George W. Bush. So, Nick Burns, I want to ask you first. We've heard rumors for months that Tillerson was either frustrated and about to leave, or Trump wasn't happy and he was getting ready to fire him. Why do you think Tillerson got fired now?
Oh, I think it's clear that the president and Tillerson didn't see eye to eye on some major issues. Secretary Tillerson was a moderating voice on Iran. He did not want to see the United States leave the Iran nuclear deal. Tillerson also argued for many months that the United States ought to try diplomacy with North Korea before it thought about unilateral military action. The president took that advice just a couple of days ago, but they didn't seem to be on the same wavelength. The president clearly wants someone who he thinks will reflect his own views, and that person is Mike Pompeo.
Well, I know one of the things that's bothered you in the last year is just how much the State Department has changed under Tillerson, and a lot of people see him as the person who atrophied the State Department, leaving a lot of appointments vacant, letting people walk out the door in frustration and demoralized. Is Pompeo going to build the State Department back up?
You know, I'm not sure he will. I think Secretary Tillerson failed as manager of the State Department because he agreed with these draconian 30% budget cuts. They didn't pay attention to the senior career diplomats who have so much experience, major ambassadorial posts in places like Ankara and Berlin and Seoul went unfilled. And I think, Marco, we've looked at probably the weakest State Department, the most demoralized State Department in the last 40 to 50 years. That's all on Secretary Tillerson. If Secretary Pompeo is going to be effective, he's going to need to convince Donald Trump that diplomacy and diplomats are important.
So let's go back to that issue that you brought up, North Korea. Rex Tillerson made diplomatic overtures to North Korea. Trump shot him down publicly. Then 6 months later, Trump accepts this overture. What do you make of this one issue facing the U.S. and how Trump and Tillerson dealt with it? And what's going to be different with Mike Pompeo?
I think the president's been right to turn towards diplomacy. And I imagine that Tillerson and Mattis pushed him in that direction. It's important for Pompeo, I think, to have his confirmation hearings early and soon, because President Trump's going to need someone like Pompeo to go to Pyongyang before the summit meeting and investigate whether the North Koreans are truly serious about denuclearization, because most people suspect they're not. He's going to be a critical figure in this big decision that President Trump is going to have to make by the middle part of June, whether or not to recertify, in effect, approve the continuation of the Iran nuclear deal. If the administration backs out of that, then, of course, Iran will have no restrictions. They'll be able to go back to a nuclear program. And I think that would really poison our relations further with the Germans, the British, and French, our closest allies, all of whom support the agreement. So Iran and North Korea become major issues for a Secretary Mike Pompeo going forward.
Assess for us whether Pompeo has what it takes to do diplomacy with Pyongyang or with Tehran. What do you think?
Oh, I think he's clearly experienced enough. He knows the world. He's been the person with the president in the daily morning briefing for most of the last 14 months. He's traveled a lot as a member of the House, was very involved in foreign policy. So I don't think experience or knowledge is the issue here. It's good for the president to have someone in whom the president has confidence. Mike Pompeo clearly has that. The Secretary of State also needs to be able to disagree with the president and not be afraid to speak truth to power when that's necessary. And I think that will be an early test.
So finally, Nick, I want to ask you about Russia, because we heard earlier Rex Tillerson expressing his warm relations with Putin and the Kremlin. Mike Pompeo, during his confirmation hearing, said that Russia, quote, has reasserted itself aggressively, invading and occupying Ukraine, threatening Europe, and doing nearly nothing to aid in the destruction and defeat of ISIS, end quote. Is Pompeo the person who's going to stare Russian aggression in the face? And is that what Donald Trump wants?
I think that that's what the administration has to do. We've seen this massive conspiracy by the Russians to undermine the elections in the United States. We believe that's continuing as the 2018 election primaries are underway. Will they be explicitly critical of the Russian government? President Trump has not done that in the last 14 months, which is shocking and objectionable. And one would hope that Secretary Pompeo, if he is confirmed, would move the president towards a tougher and more rational position that we have to oppose the Russian government on these issues.
Nick, finally, how does today's news change the way you see diplomacy coming from the White House?
Well, unfortunately, we've seen a very weak State Department and an under-personed State Department, not supported by President Trump. One would hope that a strong Secretary of State with the president's confidence, like Mike Pompeo, would be able to argue with the president that the president has hurt the United States by not supporting a healthy, fully manned State Department, and that he really needs to turn around and reconsider these massive budget cuts.
Do you think he's going to do that? Do you think he will talk to Trump honestly and sincerely?
One would hope so, because Pompeo's had enough experience at the CIA to understand if you don't have your men and women, your career civil servants behind you. So that I think is the major test of a Secretary Pompeo, to regain the confidence of the foreign and civil servants. There's a way to do that. Believe in them. Appoint them to senior positions and turn around this irrational budget that would, I think, undercut for a generation the strength of our diplomacy.
A dramatic day in diplomacy. Former U.S. Ambassador to NATO Nicholas Burns, thanks very much for walking us through this.
Thank you, Marco.